This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Garrison Building Supply. Another candidate interview today. Dr. Sami Al-Abdraba joining us this morning. Sir, good morning.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
So you are running for Congress. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your work, your career, some of the things you've done.
Thank you. Well, my name is Sami Al-Abdraba. I have a doctorate in industrial engineering. My focus was on wildfires and how we make good decisions to protect groups of people when we have a catastrophe like a wildfire. I was elected twice by my community to serve on our school board here in Corvallis, where we have phenomenal graduation rates and school buildings that are really, really great. I've been elected by my peers, school board members in Oregon, to serve on the Color Caucus and advocate for marginalized students everywhere. I'm an engineer, problem solver with legislative experience, policy, small business, and engineering experience, where you talk to people and with people and then build a solution that works for everybody.
So what led to your decision to run for Congress?
This is a really great question. Peter DeFazio was elected almost when I was the same age that I am right now. And he was elected when I was born. And he laid out the foundations of success for us to build a better Oregon, better America, where we have the infrastructure to succeed. The work, though, is still unfinished. We are breathing air that's not clean. We are knowing that the fires are threatening us every summer, and we want to make sure our country is sustainable. There's climate justice, and there's economic justice for everybody. And personally, I have been serving my community all my life. I think about the problems and think about what can we do better. And running for Congress now is more important than ever, so we can get things done and work across the aisle and solve problems that average person in Oregon will say, I would love to support that. And I believe I've delivered that in my community in Corvallis and looking forward to deliver that for Oregon 4th District.
So what about skills that you bring to the table that you believe would help you if you were elected?
I'm a problem solver. I think about the problem and talk with folks who are impacted by it. And before I advocate for a solution, I make sure that we have consensus on what's the problem. I'm an equal opportunity for all believer, and that means all people. There's no exception. And my service to the community has been always there as a small business owner, engineer, and public service, nonprofits that I've been leading. It's something that I always do. Passionate advocate, and I don't take our democracy for granted. I believe democracy is very valuable and sacred, and we have to defend it. And I always have been there for my community when it was about for their access for votes. And I think those skills really are important right now. You want someone in Congress who can be there, reach out across the aisle, advocate, and be really centered around the core values. And those are the things that I really appreciate in the opportunity that I can bring better opportunity for all.
So what do you think the role of a member of Congress should be?
You should talk to all the people and not listen to some big donor somewhere else. You need to listen to the people, the farmers, the ranchers, the fishermen, and the students, the community members who haven't been heard before. You make sure you reach out to them and tell them, you have a voice, how can I help you? And as a as your future congressman, I look forward to do exactly that, to be out there in the community, have town halls, and listen one-on-one, and make sure we solve complex problems. Wildfires are connected to climate change. Economic development is connected to how are we developing and building social services for our communities, especially rural communities, so folks can pursue an opportunity in a trade school, in a community college, or start a business of their own and have the skills as they graduate from high school to do something new. Maybe we never imagined as possible. Your role in Congress is to really think ahead, not 2 years at a time, but really ahead, and make sure you respond to the needs of your community.
Clearly, we have in Washington, D.C., a polarized political culture. How do you work across the aisle?
as I have been always doing, I've been always lived in a situation where I have to work across the aisle. I have to work with the majority of the opinion and make sure we reach a compromise. I will never compromise on my values, justice, equal opportunity, and we empower every citizen, every immigrant to be the best potential of what they can be. However, we have to compromise on solutions. We have to reach across the aisle and say, let's meet each other halfway. And that's what I do all the time. On the school board, we connect with parents and teachers, and we find out how can we compromise with the limited budgets we have. And with that, we have invested in our community $300 million into the infrastructure, past policies and curriculum that helps every student. And we always make sure everybody is represented at the table. That's what I'm going to do in Congress. And reaching across the aisle is actually something that brings me joy, because it's the only way we can make things happen is to reach across and make sure the minority is heard and the majority is acting in favor of everybody.
So what would the top issues be that you would want to tackle if elected?
Access for education for all. And I'm talking K through 16. If you want to do something after high school and you don't want to get into debt, we want to make sure we have equal access for education for all, regardless of your disability, economic status, or race, whatever it is, you have that opportunity. And also working conditions for people. We want to make sure the working conditions are fair, are good. So we have economic justice. We have environmental and climate change justice as well. So we prevent wildfires and floods from happening. And we make sure we protect people. And healthcare for all. If we are sick and we can't afford our healthcare, then we can't do anything well. And I think we have to make sure that America stands up for its core values, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And I believe that does not happen without healthcare access for all. And we defend any attacks on Medicare and Medicaid.
What about your response to your candidacy? A lot of people throwing their hat in the ring. What are you hearing from people?
I'm hearing great support. As a person who's elected, I feel people say your elected experience and my work on policy, budgets, and also advocating for communities, local service is very important. And folks are this is resonating with folks a lot. The successes that I've done here in Corvallis are great. And as well, people are telling me you have to go around and talk with folks across the district. And that's what I've been doing in the past few months. And this is my 10-year anniversary in Oregon. I was born in Tucson, Arizona, lived abroad, and came back to the United States and called Oregon home exactly 10 years, almost to the day. And I really believe the response to my candidacy, people say, you represent Oregon. It's diverse. And you represent Oregon because you talk to everybody and you don't shy away from talking to someone with different lived experience. And that support has been phenomenal. And that's a time where I would say to people, reach out to me, sign me for Congress, samiforcongress.com or samioregon.com. And let's connect, hear about my story. And I do really well on a one-on-one. And that's where I want to meet people. I want to hear their stories and empower them. That's the response I'm getting, excitement and also really a focus on getting the Democratic nomination for someone who represents the values that Oregonians believe in, all the way between Roseburg to Newport and Corvallis to Curry County.
And talk about your knowledge of the 4th District beyond the Corvallis area.
Good question. And it's my knowledge about it is I have lived and traveled and recreated all around the district. I can reflect on Reed Sport and Gardner, where I learned about this gentleman who have his boat, and he would take logs from the river and chop them and make small wood for a fire, and people would buy that. And he worked so hard. And it shouldn't be that way. People work so hard and they can barely make ends meet. I have heard about the ranchers and the farmers who have been really struggling to have access to secure water access and make sure that we have really the resources that we need. They want regulations that are fair and they want to have the best opportunities for themselves. So the question that you want to ask for a fourth district candidate in Congress is, are you willing to reach across the aisle, talk to everybody in every community? I have done that. I really understand how Roseburg is not Eugene and Corvallis is not Curry County. And we have to really protect this beautiful part of Oregon, which I call heaven on earth. I love this community, and we are very diverse, and we deserve a congressman who really acknowledges that and campaigns everywhere and is willing to reach out to everybody. And I can't wait until I can meet folks stuff in that capacity. We have Coos Bay, a deep water port that can bring huge opportunities, not only for Coos Bay community, but for everybody all the way from Lincoln City to Roseburg and Gold Beach. And we want to make sure we provide that access. I understand the struggles of our communities even before I moved in here, where we were reliant on timber and the mills, and now those jobs are not coming back. And we want to provide the kids a better option, a better opportunity than just telling them, sorry, we can't bring that back, and there is nothing we can offer you. What I bring to the table is the conversation. What can we bring back that works? And we have beautiful forests, beautiful communities, and they can bring the best potential for Oregon. And we want to empower them and give the next generation an opportunity so they can be better generation. That's the American promise. And that's the dream that I believe in. Every generation is going to be better than the generation that lives today. And the next one will get that promise. I promise you.
Dr. Sami Alavdraba, running out of time for now, but thanks for being on this morning. Glad to talk with you.
Thank you. I'm glad too. Please reach out to samioregon.com, samioregon.com, and I would love to connect more.
All right, perfect. 8:43 morning conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.